back in town, boys are back in town.
That was the worst way to start that. Let's do that again.
I want to start with a copyright. Okay?
I think we should just close the whole fucking channel. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Red Jackson podcast.
In the flesh.
All back in the room.
All back in the room. In the shed. The room where it happened.
What is this where we actually done our first potty? I'm sure.
It must be.
Yeah.
It must be.
By the way, guys, when we say potty, we don't mean like official. We don't mean released. We just mean literally on a phone mic for our own amusement.
We have been podcasting before podcasting existed.
We beat Joe Rogan.
Honestly, he actually was doing it before Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
We just didn't put anything out. We just kept them on our phones for some weird like reason.
Movie reviews, general bullshit catch up, and I think obviously the base off.
Mm. Yeah. It's just like, so many epic movies and stuff were coming out.
Yeah,
we just wanted to, like, we had to talk about this. We might as well record it.
Because we were going to go anyway.
Just didn't make money. What's wrong with us? Why do we come up with these great ideas before the whole world?
Just kept them on our phones.
We have done a lot of creative endeavors and really not monetized them. Because we started off even in school of like making like what trailers,
hide and seek.
We didn't make content of hide and seek.
We did make some content of hide and seek. We always had cameras and stuff, but like if we had filmed that, YouTubers make millions playing hide and seek.
All we would have needed
is
put the cameras. By the way, that's fireworks outside.
That's celebrating our 400th episode. Yeah.
But again, we've not released any. Everyone's listening going, that's London. I've heard it's dangerous. It's just some guy.
That's a gunshot. I can't fucking
just some guy.
That's a knife sound.
That's a knife sound. Do you know what? We literally done like 20 minutes of testing for the mic, and now he's like, now, as soon as he heard the word record.
It's your neighbour, he heard us. He's had them fireworks loaded up since New Year's Eve. He didn't get to use them.
From last year. Yeah. He's waiting. When is he going to fucking podcast? Right. Even though I'm always happy to have a random bullshit conversation, I still put some random shit aside because a lot of our poddies were really inspired from like the wave of Marvel beginning and doing something that nothing else has really done before. We're all a fan. I've got no questions or shit like that. It's just talking topics, right? Because all I have is just a list of all the MCU like films and TV shows, all their properties after Endgame.
After Endgame. So all the bullshit.
So we've spoken about from day one up until Endgame, and we touched upon a little bit of what's happened afterwards, right? But it's not been out long enough to really settle. And as I was kind of like flicking through stuff on YouTube and online, I'm getting a lot of like thumbnails and shit of like 2025, make or break for Marvel. Like the BS has come on long enough. What is this year needs to kind of make a change? And I think even Kevin Feige made an announcement of, because 2025 is all pre-recorded, by 2026 they're going to start to release like two TV shows and like two movies. They're going to lessen the quantity of release that he announced. Yeah, yeah. So
that's a good move.
It's a good move.
They should have done that after Endgame to begin.
No, they should. Very big break. They could have stopped after. If they stopped after Endgame, 2 years, three years, then they could have fucking ran them out, and we would have eaten them absolutely because anyway.
They should have brought out some like one origin story or something.
I just carried on with Spider-Man. They had Spider-Man.
They did
established,
have Spider-Man, yeah.
And his story wasn't done. They could have just done a few more Spider-Man things, let Spider-Man grow a little bit, but keep everything else away from the big shit that they're trying to do now because it's not working.
Yeah,
it's not working.
They just flooded the market.
Yeah,
yeah.
And didn't provide the quality.
Yeah, unfortunately, when the Endgame era started, it was a rocket ship, just went straight up. This is just kind of, you know, them things from Star Wars that just hover. Sometimes you probably get like a little bump, ooh, but then they come back down and they carry on the rocket.
They have moments.
It's just like that.
But the highlights, and we're going to go into it here, but even the highlighted moments after Endgame, it's always been like, I enjoyed that film. Not where the MCU's going with it and what questions it answered and what's coming next. It's just, I enjoyed that film. Mm. Maybe 2-3 out of 10, 20, I don't know. But I have the list here, and I will begin. Right, so we start with Phase 4. So this is 2021 and 2022. First film out after Endgame is... Do you guys just want to do it? Any guesses? What was the first film out after Endgame?
Spider-Man. Far From Home.
No.
Well, that's not what I've got on here for
it. No Way Home was after Endgame.
No, right? No Way Home is... Well, actually, hold on.
I thought it was Spider-Man.
In all fairness, no, hold on. There's four films on here. 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all 2021 released. So they might have released in a different order. Let me just go through them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Black Widow 2021, Shang-Chi, Eternals, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
Right. Okay, right. So
they're all the same year. All the same year. Four films in the same year.
Shang-Chi, mm-hmm. Shang-Chi, what was the first two? Shang-Chi Black Widow, yeah. And Black Widow. Black Widow was a movie. Shang-Chi was a series.
No, it was a movie. Shang-Chi was a movie.
Was it a movie?
Yeah, man, yeah. It was a movie.
I mean, he's in it was a series. What If.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is my experience.
Was it Spider-Man No Way Home, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for me, Black Widow went, in my mind, straight to streaming.
Yeah.
It didn't really matter to me enough to watch.
Such
it was
a shame.
It was too late. Mm. It genuinely was too late. All it did was just set up her replacement. That's all that film in the MCU's world was about her sister.
Yeah.
And now she's taken that place. Shang-Chi I watched at home. I didn't mind it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Was it good? It was okay casting. Like, it was good casting and good moment.
Yeah, no, Shang-Chi was very, I think like a 5 out of 10. It was very average. It wasn't great. It just told a story and I was like, okay. You just watched it. And
yeah.
Like, right, that was it.
Very had the formula.
Yeah,
it was a typical film. You'd expect everything that happened in it.
It wasn't shit. It wasn't great. It was just a movie.
It lacked a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely like Marvel Disney's version of a Chinese kung fu film.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, they did do the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a formulaic film in a very like unique environment and world and all that, and I enjoyed that side. And I kind of enjoyed that they used the whole rectifying the Ten Rings guy. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on,
my memory.
Yeah, David Slattery. Was it David Slattery that done?
Are we talking about Mandarin?
The Mandarin, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Who was his original casting in Iron
Man?
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
What the hell did I say? Ben Kingsley, anyway, sorry. But yeah, I like that they rectified that as well.
The whole
Ten Ring things, who the Mandarin really is. Like, they kind of. At least they added that into it, at least. But yeah, it was
average. I mean, compared to like any of the films in Endgame era, I'd say there's only like one or two in the Endgame era that would like maybe waver, but the rest I think are all above 8 out of 10. So like Shang-Chi and that, it all just doesn't. None of it ever hit above 8. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, I just feel like the era before just held this standard. I think there's only a couple of films that would waver it, but the most, like most part, every film was like an 8 or
10.
Okay, so for you then, what would you say in that 10-11 year, the golden era of Marvel, what would be like the two films that you reckon wavered? So I think I know what mine would be like.
Iron Man 3, I think, a little bit.
Iron Man 3 is one
of
them.
Yeah.
And
Thor 2.
Well, no, it does play a big part.
It does.
A lot of it,
I was thinking Captain Marvel.
It isn't great.
Captain Marvel, I didn't like.
Captain Marvel technically is part of the
era. It's still part of this.
No, do you know what? I didn't even put it as part of the Endgame era.
Captain
I feel
Marvel
like it came out between Infinity War and Endgame, didn't
it?
It was a
bad time for that.
I love the character. I love that she can come in and whoop ass.
But they just shooed her in just so she could appear in Endgame.
Yeah.
Just to be the hero. Like, oh yeah, but she's going to come save Tony.
No, the thing is, they still did it.
It wasn't a bad film. You know, it wasn't a bad film or a bad setup to a character. It was just in the wrong order. If it was presented at the right time, I genuinely would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah, if Captain Marvel come out before Infinity War, yeah, it wouldn't have felt as like. Because you meet Captain Marvel in Infinity War, I believe, right? She's in the hologram. Thing,
yeah, in the after credits where she squares up to Thor, and that scene's in Endgame.
No. Like, there's a hologram chat with her and Black Widow. Oh no, that is Endgame.
Maybe I might be confused.
No, that is Endgame.
Yeah.
The first time you ever get the mention of it is when Fury, off the blip.
Yes,
of course,
that's
you're right.
What happened.
Yeah,
and it flashes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess they did set themselves up in their own right, but I don't know. It was. In all fairness, though, that even compared to this, because. You said like Shang-Chi, like for me every film at least after Endgame I would say max is 7 out of 10 max.
Even a
max
7 is very
it's generous
like excluding the Spider-Man movies. I don't think they've done anything, maybe aside from Moon Knight, which is a series, not really a movie. Moon Knight was great.
There have been a couple of
series.
Like,
but
Loki was a great series.
Loki was really good.
We will get to the series.
Okay,
yeah, right. Sorry, because there's not a lot here, but still, you know,
yeah,
we
we'll
want to touch on
it. Keep it in order.
So, yeah, Eternal, Spider-Man. So 2022 is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Thor Love and Thunder and Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
That was a good movie.
Just for a little wrap up from me, at least, for the previous ones. Eternals, you know my cousin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Massive Marvel fan. Like, she was born obviously just a few years younger than me, so she really wrapped up. She went to every film, and she, bless her, she was like, I went and watched it in the cinema. She went, don't even bother watching it. When she said it to me, I was like, okay, it's hit this point. This is like the fourth movie after Endgame, and I was like, it's hitting me now. This super fan is saying, don't even bother, it was so forgettable. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, I didn't bother with Eternals because I heard so many people were like, it's just, it don't bother, it's pointless. No. What they did was they had so much money by that point, and they thought getting like an all-star cast of like, because Angelina Jolie was in it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of big actors in that movie. Yeah, Jon Snow was in it, yeah. Kit Harington, yeah. And I think when you have that many big people in front of a movie, it's just too much.
It draws you away from the characters that they're trying to play.
It's just like
drawing
it in from the name, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
Which Spider-Man was No Way Home? Is that one with all over there?
Yeah.
Okay, that was, aside from really enjoying that film, I think we even done an individual Red Jackson review of it.
Mm-hmm.
Big question is, did we release that one?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Okay. So go to the website or YouTube or whatever, and then you can find it there. No Way Home was the first proper film I got to watch in the cinema after lockdown. It meant more to me than just, it was a great film, and it made, you know, it scratched that itch, but it was like, that was the first time I really got to enjoy the cinema again, because I watched it twice in the cinema, I'm pretty sure. I know minimum twice, and it was just such a nice feeling to like reintegrate myself back into fucking society. So it's a bit biased, that review, because it meant so much to me that I could just go watch it.
Yeah, I think that was like one of the last films that had a big shock and awe moment. Like, Cap catching the hammer, nothing's gonna beat it.
That was
like 10 years of build up. I know it was only over like from 2014 or something from Ultron, but like just the build of like him as Steve Rogers earning that.
Yeah.
It was 10 years build up to that moment, and it was so perfect. Was everyone in the fucking cinema cheered. I have not heard a cheer, even when the Three Peters came out, like came together. I didn't hear a cheer like that. It was a cheer, but not nowhere near as much as the Cap with the hammer. And that's the thing, I don't think Marvel have built up anything of their new products to come together yet. It's all very much like, this is an idea, this is an idea, this is an idea.
Very much so.
Oh, they're all failing though, so let's not worry about that. And it's like, what are you building? Build something. Like, and then, you know, even Captain America, when it first came out, it was like, wasn't great reviews for it. But when it turns out to be part of this massive universe, now people rewatch it and they're like, yeah, it's great. Like, because it makes sense. Like, it talks about so much that we're going to learn in the future.
Yeah, I think even all that first period of Marvel, I don't want to call it, I don't want to say phase one, because that's confusing, the what we call it, the golden era?
Yeah.
Okay,
the Infinity era.
Yeah, the Infinity Saga.
That's it.
That's the one.
All the films were still very individual, but you felt like you were turning the page of the same book. But in this, it's like, it's like there's multiple
disjointed
books. Yeah, it's very disjointed. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, they could work, and that's why, like, you could have weaker films within the Infinity Saga, because it's all connected. It's like having a weak moment in a song, in a game, in anything, because you forgive it, or
it all comes back strong.
Yeah. Well, it makes a bit more sense, or you kind of appreciate it later. But when it's disjointed, it's more of a pass or fail in the moment, because all you're looking at is a package.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, it doesn't add anything to the genuine universe of it all. At least that's how I feel. I'm sure people say, no, it's still connections and shit. Yeah, but it's just,
just adds more fluff.
There's just, there's no like heart to it, man.
Yeah.
In it. So, Multiverse of Madness. This is a film that I genuinely enjoyed.
Oh.
I did enjoy the visuals of it. I know there are weak elements to it, and little story beats of it. And I know they filmed it during COVID as well, which obviously really limited what they could do in some sense. But
What happens in Multiverse of Madness?
See, that's the thing of what makes Multiverse of Madness for me weak on the other side, is it didn't stay with me as much as I thought.
Yeah.
It didn't stick. I just remember moments of it. I don't have a concrete.
It left a lot of things unanswered. Skywing. I think.
Yeah. The ending did piss me off.
Okay,
we have
the weird monsters things at the end and the temple.
Okay, right. The girl who could go through portals and shit. What's her name? America Sanchez.
Yeah, America Sanchez.
Yeah, no, it was a very forgettable film. And I'll be honest, the story just didn't, considering it was called the Multiverse of Madness, every fan was ready to see these multiple versions of multiple characters that they love.
Yeah.
All you got is one scene, and then they shit on it. And it was just, that was the only reason most fans went to see it was to see the variants. You know, people were expecting Hugh Jackman. People were, you know, Hugh Jackman seemed game for coming into it as well. It seemed like they didn't even reach out to him for that. Like, you know, there was just so many opportunity, and they definitely could have started to build something. And they just chucked it all in the bin as a, I don't know, like, almost, it reminded me of Iron Man 3
with the
Mandarin, yeah, where it's just like, oh fuck this, what's going on, like, this is awful.
That's what I'm saying. I think in hindsight I look back and I'm like, huh, a lot of the enjoyment was more about the experience I went through to get there, because I just moved to Scotland, I went out for a nice dinner, I went there, the whole thing was nice, and visually I really enjoyed it. But looking back I'm like, yeah, like the Illuminati thing, they shat all over that. And the other side of it as well,
they did the whole Illuminati
thing, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I got a bad taste in my mouth with this film,
opportunity.
But look, we've all kind of forgotten it, and that's the thing about it. Love and Thunder, fuck me, it took me about 3.5 sittings to get through this film.
Not because
I just wanted an opinion on it. I thought, fuck it,
it was just corny, man. It was just so corny, so predictable. Like, after the whole Fat Thor thing, I loved seeing Fat Thor in the original. It was like such a great twist for him. But then I think like Taika Waititi. I think he just loved that idea so much, and he just that was Thor from then on. And he was like basically Fat Thor, and it wasn't really the same.
Chris Hemsworth loved it as well.
I mean, fair enough, but it wasn't the same.
There's nothing wrong, because Thor started off very, you know, classic Shakespearean vibe to it, right? Amazing actors and tones of voice. So they turned that and they found a bit, because they've all got comedic timing as well. The actors doing all that shit. So it worked. But
there's a time and a place for the comedy.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a time and a place
that
when things need to be funny and you need to have like a humorous moment.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But
do you know what it was? It felt like it was still a comedy, because the previous one before that was, what was the first one they brought that? Just, it hit perfectly. You know the one?
Ragnarok.
Like, Ragnarok was amazing. It hit the perfect balance and tone. Hilarious, good shit. But this felt like almost like a parody of itself. Like it was trying to do more. Yeah. Like when it like stops the ships doing the splits.
Yeah,
like that pops into like a trailer moment. Like, I get it, but that's the tone for the whole film. That move for the whole film, and it's like, like, and Christian Bale brought it, man. I did enjoy his sort of take on it.
It was Taika Waititi had control of Ragnarok a lot more, and I feel like Disney, and it's probably the same for a lot of the stuff when the Disney Marvel collab happened, but the Disney holding in hand of the creator. It really reflects in the final product. Like, they wanted to rinse and repeat things that were funny in the first film, whereas I don't think Taika Waititi would have done that. I think if it was his choice, because I think his comedy is always quite original, and I don't think he would, but a lot of it just seemed very like, this is what the kids want. No, it's not.
Do you know what?
A good story, like, and so do the kids, because then we can enjoy
it
together.
It's very much a Disney film.
It's very Disney.
But with still the tones of Marvel films, like, you know, Jane dying, okay, Marvel has those moments, but the distance between the drama and the comedy. But for me, the thing that broke it was the goats.
Yeah.
When they kept rinsing and repeating that scream, I was like, that's enough. And then when they added Zeus's thing, and by that point, I'm like, no, this is a spiral
of shit.
The screaming goats.
The screaming goats. That, like, you know the meme kind of scream of the goats? They had he had that as his... And
I don't even know. I must have just repressed that. I don't remember.
At least 3 times, I think.
Yeah.
At least. And I'm like, you know what? I think
I've read something actually about why that film's so hard to watch, and it's because there's a lot of exposition.
They're saying
the scene at you, it's happening, kind of thing.
It's very dumb,
it's kind of long.
It's very much
a Disney film.
When they're trying to make a complicated story make sense to children, you cater it too much, it just loses all
even at
gravitas.
The end, all the children are fighting, they've got powers. Like, it was cool to see, but it's that pandering, is that playing it into their but that's the thing, it's, we can say that things are looking better or worse because we have a comparison, right? But at the same time, we've got to remember that we're no longer their target audience, even though it should be nice to be able to entertain us. Their focus is slowly slipping and slipping and slipping, and it's pandering to
the younger generation
but also people that maybe don't have a strong opinion of films like the way we do. Like, I'm not saying we know what we're talking about. I'm not saying we could make something fucking better, but we kind of are passionate enough to be able to sit down and fucking put a microphone on and be like, this is my fucking opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about the age rating of it as well.
Yeah.
What was the age rating?
I guess it's going to be as well.
It's PG-13.
It's PG-13. Say no more. Say no more. Love and Thunder, thank you very much. So, the last one of these sort of lists. I never watched this when it came out. I watched this at home. Years later, but it was still a fucking gut punch. Was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
When Wakanda Forever came out, I didn't go to cinema to watch it. And it came on streaming. I think I still longed it out for like months because I knew everyone was like, it's so emotional. I was like, man, what am I going to do? It was a great movie, though. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
But it was very emotional. Very, very emotional.
It's a good movie. It's a great
good send off to Chadwick Boseman.
He was a very, very incredible Black Panther. Such a shame we didn't get more of him. Such a shame.
That's kind of the irony of his thing, because he was one of those people cast where it was like when you first saw RDJ as Iron Man, or you know, first seeing him like Chris Evans as like Cap, like they embody it. So he had that impact, and his story, and especially being like a leading like black character in there, it meant a lot. But with the ending, in its own weird way, it adds the impact even more. It made that statement even more louder, but for the saddest reason, is that he can't continue it, sort of thing. I mean, this film was understandably purely in response to what happened, and it obviously kind of, I'm not going to say celebrates his life, because it doesn't lean into too much of that. It more like mourns the loss, genuinely goes in for it, and it takes you through it as well. So for a film that was probably a little bit more last minute and more in a reaction to the like obviously him passing, I would say they've done pretty well for kind of working on their feet.
Yeah. No, it is a very good film. Like, it is a very, you can enjoy the film. Like, I think the rest of the film, like first 50% is just, I bawled my fucking eyes out, to be honest. And then the last 50, it was like, this is actually really cool. This is a really good film.
The soundtrack as well.
But no, I think the gravitas at the beginning it overshadowed the rest of the film, because you're still just like emotional throughout the whole thing anyway. And you try and enjoy the little jokes and the little, you know, upbeat moments, but it's just like, oh, I wish Chadman was in this fucking film so bad. Like, yeah, it's heart-wrenching, but yeah, it wasn't a bad film. It was a good film.
No.
Oh. Yes, had some good action in it, actually.
Yeah, it did. The CG was much better. CG was good. Top tier. It was really good.
What did you guys think of Namor and his whole background and introduction?
I quite liked it.
Yeah, I liked him. Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of generic in its own way.
I think they had to work quite hard, in my opinion, because he's such a character that he could be very much Aquaman ripoff or a spoof, or he could be a joke within himself. Why has he got wings on his ankles? But I think they balanced his tone of story and how he fit into the world. So I think not going to say that like they nailed the casting and vibe, because I've not seen him in anything else. But I think they towed that line well, because it could have really been a weird vibe to get amongst this film that's very emotional, having this like slapstick cartoon almost.
You're right, it did fit into that film quite well. I'll be honest, I'm really struggling to like remember a lot of the rest of the film. It's really like,
I've
only watched it once, and I was distracted or something, because I feel like the first half I was solidly watching, the second half is very sketchy for me. I can't remember a lot of it, so I feel like
just too many tears.
I think, honestly, I think the beginning really, really did wreck me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it would have been tears. Just couldn't see.
Now we move on to the television series stuff. So this is still 2021, 2022. I'm just going to just read the whole list, and we'll just talk about it in general.
All right.
So
Give it a quick out of 10 as you go through the list.
Oh, actually, no, I was going to say, is from the first phase of the films straight after Endgame, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternal, Spider-Man No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, Love and Thunder, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Mm-hmm. Which one's your personal favourite?
Fucking hell. Spider-Man.
Well, Spider-Man,
Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man. I will say which one's the shittest, but then we're going to be talking even longer. Right, so television series, we've got WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go?
7 out of 10.
You say 7 out of 10?
Yeah, that was one of their better ones, I'd say. It was a good one.
But I think we can only say that in hindsight, because, again, to talk about the experience at the time, lockdown was just happening, Marvel just moved on to TV, what does this mean, and the hype between the weeks of episode, it was a bit too much at times, but I did enjoy that ride. But I will still say I could give it a comfortable 8. I think for an opening number, I think it was a comfortable 8.
Yeah.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier,
6 out of 10.
Could we do 0.5s?
6.5. 6.5. You know, I'm on the fence as well. 6.5. It was
a 6.
A 6. Enjoyable banter. The story was a little bit eh, but it was very much there to set up what was happening for the MCU, moving on to Cap. But
it had some good action scenes, to be fair. It did have some good action scenes.
I like it. I like the actors.
Disney stepped in again, and they had to change the whole story. Because there was a... that most of the thing was about the virus coming from Chinese version of some fictional place in... I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But basically, the COVID virus had just kicked in around the time it was being released, and they didn't want to look like they were representing China as the reason.
Yeah.
So they had to change the whole story about the flag breakers or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
So yeah, like there was so many last minute changes to that, and I think the same with Black Widow. Something political happened that they had to change some shit.
Okay.
But yeah, like this is the thing. I feel like, but it's because Disney are just like, no, we can't be involved with that. Whereas before, Marvel was a bit more like, fuck it. Like, we got Robert Downey Jr.
In all fairness, even though Marvel technically exists within like the world as it is, whereas like DC makes up their own cities and stuff, it still is its own fantasy version of it.
Yeah,
like in the, it'll stay New York City and you'll recognise shit, but it's, you know, we don't take it as personally. I do get it. I do get it. I'm sure that even if it was about representation, people get offended and triggered. I mean, it was a weird time, man. Chinese people randomly getting attacked in different countries. Like, it was a genuinely weird time, but couldn't they have just made up a country or changed it or something? Well, or said they'd done it in their own lab?
Even it would still just appear insensitive.
I guess so.
Because all the cast.
Can you imagine the trend? It started with the calf. You're like, oh, this is bad. This is bad.
I didn't really like the main villain of Dr. Black Specials. It's just
like, was that the girl?
Yeah. That's what made it weak.
Didn't really
because she was like
the story.
Yeah.
She had a problem with villains in this phase.
No, but again, they had a slight problem with villains even in the Infinity Saga. Mm. But because it all held up and it was all relevant, it was fine. You could have throwaway characters and moments, but now it needed to mean more. Because with her, she was like, this villain was like, they're towing the line. And then, like, she blew up an orphanage. Well, right, she must be the villain. Yeah. Like, okay, right.
I think the next one in your list shows the best villain that they created.
Yeah, because he's not a villain in it as well. Thank you, Fraser. It's Loki.
Yeah.
2021, season one. WandaVision and Loki as their main staple openers. Fucking solid. Yeah, honestly, Loki season one, I would say, is a good, like, 9 out of 10.
Yeah. The whole concept. Still,
I think the only thing about WandaVision is that it got affected by COVID as well, and it under-delivered in the end.
The ending was the end. A flop.
But the first three quarters of that series is really cool, like the different things that
you found. 100% agree, it was solid first start, and then just unfortunate at the end, just tripped up a bit. It did struggle with the story. Agatha was a cool villain, but I guess we'll talk more about Agatha in a bit, but I feel like they could have done more with it.
Fair enough.
But with Loki was Loki,
spot on.
Loki, really, no, I don't think even Loki really was spot on. I think Loki, in a positive way, over delivered. It genuinely done better than what I would have expected from
them. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was. Even like the female version of Loki, great.
Yeah.
Because they could have genuinely sold it on, as kind of Marvel does in some moments now, of like, well, we've got Tom Hiddleston, he's already a beloved actor, whatever story he fucking looks like, just put him on the screen and it will attract people. But the story was solid, the production value, the other casting,
even Owen Wilson was great.
He was great. The fact that he never once said wow and no one ever complained, that was the crazy part, because everyone was like, no, he all people were voting for was,
is
like,
he gonna say it?
Is he gonna say it? Because he wants the all we wanted for that character was Mobius, for him to get to jet ski. Yeah. His dream for the jet ski. Right, so, we rated Loki. Love it. Next one, even delivered, I would say, even better. Not better, but it done well, is What If.
Oh, yeah.
What If.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Before we say, have you seen season 3?
Yes.
I have watched all of it. I've watched all of season 3.
All of it?
I've watched all
of
it.
You haven't. Oh.
How far are you? Have you started it?
Yeah, I think I watched that 2 episodes.
Okay.
So we won't touch on season 3 too much. We can even watch an episode later.
Okay.
But
Charlie's
I was really looking forward to talking about What If, but alright. Okay. No,
this
fine.
Is the curse of 4 people.
Very good, man.
I don't think we've talked about season 2.
I can't
remember.
I
don't want to. I'm really scared about spoiling stuff because I'll forget where it ended.
Okay. Alright, so what if season one? This was our genuine introduction to everything.
That was a solid 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Solid 9.5. Every story was like, that's fucking insane.
Still though,
that's great.
The Doctor Strange one fucking slaps. That one I can put on any time.
Oh no, it's dark.
I love it though. It's one of those episodes where it's like, it feels a little bit more universal. It's like, if you said to someone, do you watch Marvel? And you know they'll like that dark shit or that vibe. Yeah. You're like, let me just put this on. It's like a, how long is it? 30 minutes?
20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a mini movie. When I think back, it's like an experience in like 25 minutes worth. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, my favourite from season one was the, where T'Challa stood Star-Lord.
Oh, yes, such a good episode, man.
If you had like that guy, he's like, "Oh my god, you're Star Lord! I'm such a fan, but we have to fight." But it's like, "No, come on, hit me!" He's like, "Are you sure?" And like, "Yeah, just give me what you got." Oh, it's so good! It's such a good episode.
What about you, Chris?
Ooh, I really liked literally their final, either the final episode or their final two episodes, where they got their multiverse Avengers. Versus Ultron. I like what they did there.
Yeah. Oh,
that fight where Doctor Strange Supreme is against Ultron, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Just crazy power levels. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun knowing that they can just blow up the universe, because this is a completely different universe that can just die at any point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because the whole, hold on, with the whole Ultron being made, so like Vision's, like Ultron's body going into Vision's and all of that succeeding, was that a setup as an episode separately before, was that all within the last 2-3 episodes that you see Ultron being made and so on and so forth?
Last two episodes, I think.
Was it just the last two? Because I just still remember that moment where that it must have been the end of one of the episodes where Ultron finally kind of gets all the Infinity Stones, and it's just that the Watcher's like, "Oh my god!" And then he just turns and is like, looks straight at him. You're like, "Oh!" And the Watcher's like, "What the fuck?"
Mm-hmm.
That was sick. He fucking just slices
Thanos in half like it's nothing. The zombie episode for Iron Man.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
I loved it. That was the first one that I was like, this could be anything. They'll literally just chuck any, it's like almost like a generator. They just chuck two things in there, like, what if zombies, Spider-Man, okay, cool. Easy, let's do it. Yeah,
that was so good. And it kind of piggybacks off of Loki again, because it's still, he's there like trying to sort out the multiverse,
and these
are the stories from the multiverse.
Yeah,
true.
It's a good thing that they went for, like with an animated series, so you could just sort of do anything.
Yeah,
you don't even get some of the same voice actors back.
Yeah,
so you can just focus on the quality of what they're putting out.
And it's good quality. They're good stories, good animation. Like, yeah, really solid. Probably their strongest, I would say, you know, overall, without spoily and, you know, talking about all of it in a whole. It's probably about
Fraser.
It probably is their strongest TV, I'd say.
I think so.
Well, we haven't got to the end of that list yet, but probably right, but still. We've got Hawkeye. I'll be honest with you, I didn't even bother getting to the end. It wasn't a bad show. I've just, at that point, I like Jeremy Renner, I like kind of what they were doing, by this point, Marvel, I'm letting go of your hand.
Mm.
At this point, honestly speaking, because obviously I'm reading out the 2021, 2022 movies and TV shows, but obviously they're coming out sporadically, like a couple of movies, a TV show, this. So I'm having different experiences all the time, and I was like, the oversaturation was kicking in now a little bit. So yeah. I did. Hawkeye on a normal time would have been good, but in between all this,
I liked it.
I liked Kate Bishop and everything. I liked all that stuff. Like, I liked the Avengers musical that they made as well. That was really fun.
That was fun.
But do you know what? It was from when Fisk came in.
Yeah.
I was instantly like, oh, it's going to get fucked. It's going to get Netflix bloody. And, you know, like, they can't just bring in Fisk and then not be the raw brutality we've seen from him already.
And?
Like, and then just didn't deliver that.
Yeah, they didn't.
It's like, why bring him in then?
Because it's a Disney stamp now.
But that's the thing. It was here, come and look at him. But it's like, Disney, you don't even understand who he is.
Yeah, but like, look what's happened with Daredevil property. Like, they try to kind of not shoehorn him, but they kind of try to Disney-fy him, and then they try to do Devil Reborn again and now they're like, to my knowledge, the last confirmation is like, right, we're doing it for Disney, but we're going to go back to like Netflix style. Just like how they've kept Deadpool.
They would have to.
That's the way they introduced it,
the way Daredevil was, to making it whatever they're going to make it, but now all Disney-fied PG-13. You can't. Yeah.
They've bought a gold mine. Just perfect what they brought in, and just conquer the market of 18 plus as well. There's nothing wrong with that. You can still make good money on that.
Yeah, like Deadpool Wolverine, I think, is their highest grossing film since Endgame. So like, it works.
They should see it and like, oh, that worked. I wonder why. It's not just because it's like fucking Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. They had an insane story and it was fucking great.
At the end of the day, if you make a great film for adults that the kids can watch, you're making a film that the adults are going to want to buy and watch again with the kids. Mm-hmm. And they won't mind watching it with the kids all the time. If you're making a film just for the kids, the parents will not want to fucking watch it with them. And so you're losing 50% of the nation straight away, you know what I mean? 50% of the world. Just like, you're completely separated. It's not a show, it's not a product for just kids. There are adults who love it. Make it for everyone.
Mm.
And or if you just make it for adults, the kids will grow up and they'll eventually watch it as well. Like, you know, it all pans out. But if you just make something for kids, it wears out. It just doesn't, they grow up and they grow out of it, and then the adults already hated it.
So it'd be things they have to do well when they release.
Yeah.
Everything after.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, that's it. It's not rewatchable.
Yeah, but the thing is, of like, the only communication genuinely of like Hollywood execs, and I don't mean this in a cuss way, is money talks. That's it.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, if you look at the results of your product on a piece of paper, all you've got is that to go on. Do you know what I mean? You're very disconnected. You're not going to keep up. You're not going to know the people that you're serving this stuff to. Just do this, do it like that way, do it like that way. But they actually have no idea. Like the shit that you would hear where producers would give like directors notes and stuff, like, you know, make the superhero do this, or do, you know, it should be like that. And they're like, that goes against the fucking law of the universe. Like, do you actually know the character that we're even talking about? Like, you can tell it's just more numbers in that shit. So there obviously is an element of a, maybe not a substantial, but a consistent drop in the Marvel money.
Mm.
And I think that's why, like, by 2025, 2026, they're going to slow things down. They need to slow the engine down and let us savour it.
I think they're just slowing it down because they see now
the drop-off. Yeah, yeah,
like, everything that they've tried to do is just not working. It's not hitting the way it used to. So now they've got no choice to be like, all right, fine. Let's actually stop because we're just wasting money at this point.
Yeah,
they're literally... they've wasted so much
money. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Next one's a good one. Spoilers. Moon Knight.
Okay.
Great show.
I loved it.
Great show.
Anything Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
I'm fucking down.
I think that was the main reason that was good. I think Oscar Isaac was literally the main reason that was a good show. Because I think not anyone else, but I think a lesser actor in that role, it just would have been terrible.
Maybe,
it wouldn't have been great. Probably. It cuts all the action scenes because of the way that it is, which is great, which is with Oscar Isaacs, it's great because you're like into it no matter what. But yeah, I don't know, I just feel like it kind of, with the whole Egyptian thing, it was a risky play. It was very like, this is worked, mad, but it did so work well. Because,
I swear to God though, when I first heard Oscar Isaac speak in his British accent, I've seen the guy in other things, I genuinely stopped and I thought, I need to YouTube an interview, because I thought his London, that wasn't the accent,
wasn't it? Like, he had like a bit of a Brummie accent.
It wasn't RL.
Yeah. All right,
I apologize. Regardless, I was like, the cadence, the rhythm, the tone. I thought, whatever you're doing, in my brain, I'm like, I can't register the difference.
Mm.
And I genuinely went to YouTube. I was like, no, he doesn't have an American accent. I was like, fuck, man. Mm-hmm. But that and the rest of the fucking show.
Yeah,
it was a great story, and it was deep, like the whole schizophrenia thing. Yeah, like the whole how he battles with it. It was a real great story.
Well,
yeah,
I'll jump back a little bit because we didn't actually rate Hawkeye.
Don't remember watching Hawkeye, to be honest with you.
I didn't watch enough of it to feel like it's worth rating.
6.5 again.
6.5. Really?
Okay. It just has that. Do you know what it is? I love Disney. I love Disney products. Like, I love their movies. I love their animations. But its blend with Marvel, it just keeps it at this average kind of. I know exactly what's going to happen though. I love the kids' films, like, because you can kind of know what's going to happen in the end anyway. But it's a fun film for kids. But then you're mixing it with this really lovely thing that I love, which is, like, you know, built for 10 years now. It should be kind of keeping up with the same standard, and it's just dropping off to match this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Alright.
Do you want to...
I think 6.5 as well.
Did you watch it? You watched it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it when Marvel do grounded shows.
Yeah.
I think it had a bit more a pretty good story and a good focus on Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye.
I liked that part of it.
Yeah,
like,
do you know what it is? It's a little bit of the product of its own thing. Because to be grounded is because these guys haven't got like typical superpowers, so they can't really put the whole shebang all onto that. They have to make it a bit more of a grounded character driven story.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't mean they'll do well, but they have
this,
to.
This is the thing for a because it's all going to be combat. It's all, you know, either archery or combat. I feel like the combat wasn't anything spectacular. Like, I feel like the choreographers they got in weren't like any standard that we've already seen before.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anything new came out, and the few moments that got you off guard that was like, oh, that was cool, weren't anything great. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the, you know, like using the Ant-Man in Big and on the van and stuff was like, whoa, that's a cool thing, but that was the cool thing of that whole episode. Like, you know, and it weren't that great.
Yeah.
Okay. Moon Knight rating. So we kind of started talking about that.
Give him
eight.
I think
eight.
I think eight.
Yeah. I'm comfortable on an eight.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It was a good balance where it wasn't about a superhero and it wasn't about a guy with this sort of split personality thing.
Mm.
It was genuinely about a guy with a split personality and being a superhero. Like, I enjoy the fact that, and again, I think it's Oscar Isaac's performance.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he sells
so good.
Yeah.
Both of those. You see, it's not like a split screen as two Oscar Isaacs. You're seeing two versions of this person.
Yeah.
And you believe
that very, very well. The big thing I didn't like about that show was the fact that they reversed time. And I didn't understand how they did it. And I don't think they ever explained it. They had to see the stars in a certain year.
Oh,
so they changed time. And it had shots of everyone looking up at the sky. And the sky, like, I'm not being funny, but Egyptian lore or whatever, science exists. We know if that actually did happen. That none of that made sense. It was crazy.
But
no one explained, like, all they had to say is some Marvel lingo and we could have gone, oh, okay, it makes sense in Marvel land. But they didn't. They just didn't explain it.
But that's the thing, right? Because they didn't explain it. Because the way I think my brain just answered it for me. Because, like you said, if they actually were able to move the body of the body of space and all the shit back in time, yeah, it's going to change everything because all the polarals and gravity, all of that shit would change. So I was like, it's the visuals then, right? People are just seeing it as a visual change, but there's no actual physical change, right?
There was a reason for him doing it. I can't remember what the reason
he
was.
He had to look at the stars aligned in a certain way. But these stars were only visible however many thousands of years ago, because to unlock something, the location of something, the tomb or something.
And this is it. This is where it's dropping off at the point system, because I don't fucking remember what
this is. The superhero mumbo jumbo
were the episodes that it went off a bit for me.
Yeah,
it's the ones that were grounded that worked the best, with him just being him. But yeah.
Okay. Next is Miss Marvel. The young girl.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it. Nothing against the show, nothing against the girl. I didn't watch it. By this point, I'd let Marvel's hand completely go. I think Love and Thunder for me by 2022. I genuinely was like, I don't need to keep it. I'm done. So yeah, sorry.
I watched it. Like a 3 out of 10.
Really? Was there any like actual point to it? Was it just another character in the Marvel universe?
Yeah. Just another character, and then at the end they said, "Oh, you're." Powers, because she had this bangle on to get her powers, which aren't even like the comic book version of Miss Marvel's powers, because it's some light shit.
Yeah.
But Miss Marvel, as we see it, I don't know if you played the Avengers game
Did we play it together?
I think we tried to play it
together. I enjoyed
Miss Marvel
together.
She obviously makes herself bigger.
Yeah. Sort of like a.
Yeah.
But they wanted to. I don't know why they wanted to change it.
Oh, they kind of like phases, like almost like
she can
Captain Marvel's
and stuff.
Yeah,
because I've seen it in the trailers and shit.
Yeah, it's just it's not gripping or compelling. There's not much to it. What came out of it? They ended up deciding that her powers were her own and she was a mutant.
Yeah,
and then they played that little tune. And went,
yeah.
Oh, was that?
That was the biggest part of the whole of the show. Yes.
No, not the biggest part. That was the whole point.
Yeah,
that was the whole
point.
Genuinely,
into the X-Men.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay, so this is what
things
I'm saying,
like that, because they just cut out the middleman of making the ride enjoyable. They're just like, make sure you make these notes, marks, and then done.
Disney have too much money to the point where they are creating entire shows with whole characters just to make a single point, like, we're introducing the X-Men. They make an entire show and it's shit. You said it didn't hit. No, I didn't watch it. I had no interest. You didn't watch it.
I did.
You did. What did you think?
was alright.
Exactly.
Are you watching? Are you watching exactly. Marvel?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought. Oh, you were so quiet. I thought you.
No,
were.
I just agreed with Fraser. Yeah, it was just not great.
Okay. Like, 3 out of 10 as well for you.
Probably. I can't. Yeah, I can't actually tell you what the story was about. I don't remember. I don't even remember the villain. Is there a villain in it?
Some chick, I think. I can't remember what she was doing.
Yeah. Chicken. No, I just remember. There was a weird dynamic between her and her best mate.
It was about the other bangle or something like that. No. They wanted both bangles.
The right arm is fighting the left arm.
Like, I watched all of it, and yeah, the only part I remember is the bit at the end with the.
So it made his point.
Yeah. When he heard that, it just deleted.
It was like, oh, yeah, X Men, let's go watch X Men. Yeah, no, terrible. It wasn't. Jeez. I can't remember any of it. Wow. I watched all of it. I can't remember any of it.
That says, well, yeah. Hating something at least says it's memorable, but having no opinion just says more.
She saved that guy, that kid from falling.
Chaz, you don't
have
to prove anything. Chaz, it's alright. You don't have to prove anything. It's okay, man.
None of it made sense.
I
it was crazy.
It's alright.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
Okay. Right, last show is She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. I watched it.
I did.
Opinions
or
ratings?
You all three of you watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't watch it.
What's your
sexist, rate? Mate.
I'm not sexist, I just felt like
you just don't like a strong, confident woman.
Wow.
With Hulk strength.
That is basically the premise of the film.
Yeah, and that is genuinely it. Yeah.
Is that actually
that,
it?
Yeah.
100%, mate. The fucking beginning where it's like she turns into the Hulk because his blood gets into hers. I mean, obviously, that's how it works. So his blood gets into her, she turns into the Hulk. He keeps her confined because he's like, you've got to learn how to control it. Controls it straight away. Oh, she's a woman. She knows how to control her emotions. That's how they got away with that.
Yeah.
Mad. He had to do science to become what he is now, because otherwise he's a raging monster. No, she's a woman. She can control it. Mad. They actually went down that road and never questioned it. She meditates, doesn't she? Straight away. I think they find her in a yoga position. Like, it's like, fuck off. Get out.
To be honest, though, even with that said in mind, because I didn't take it on board like that. I just, like, to me, it was like, it's just an easy excuse because you want to get to the good stuff of this character. You don't want to see her, because Bruce Banner's shit is his sufferance to gain some balance in life, whereas hers was always about the banter and the craziness of her life and being alone. So I was like, all right, story beat. They're just jumping across. Fine. I enjoyed it. I genuinely enjoyed the show. I think that
a lot of cameos.
I enjoyed her. I think there was moments that do hit in a little bit, I don't know, like a misbeat of a joke, and I don't know that he got really messy, a bit messy at the end.
Yeah, he
got a bit messy. He didn't kind
Couldn't
of know
have got messier. I don't think.
Yeah, but I like
messy.
Her.
You can spoil it. I'm not going to watch it. So what do you mean?
I can't exactly remember. Like,
oh,
okay, well, there you go.
Do you know what it is? You know how like She-Hulk's the first character before Deadpool that broke the fourth wall. In the comics, she's the first character in Marvel that broke the fourth wall. So she kind of owned that gimmick. And like Deadpool, she'll like jump pages and whatnot. So in the show, like sometimes I remember like partially an ending was about to happen and then her kind of stopping the scene like, oh, why the fuck is this happening? And then like questioning the storyline. Then it rewinds and something else happens. And then, and I give it its dues, I did enjoy this bit. It basically just fades away to the Disney Plus like homepage with She-Hulk. And I'm like, with the controller, did I press back? What the fuck's happening? And then she punches the thumbnail of her show and she's like, fuck this shit. And she starts crawling around or jumping.
If she said, fuck this shit, that would have been way cooler. She didn't. She said something PG.
Oh, I don't remember. But she starts going through that, and how does she... She ends up in Marvel offices?
She goes into the behind the scenes or something. Episode of... Like one of the Marvel behind the scenes things that are actually on the thumbnail. She goes into that. Goes into the Marvel studio, talks to the writers. That was a whole weird scene.
Yeah.
Then she goes down this long hall into this room with essentially Kevin Feige as a robot. And he's like a big camera thing and he's got the hat on.
Yeah.
It's
Kevin, but with K-E-V-I-N.
None of it. It was just ludicrous. Cannot believe anyone signed off on it. It was mad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a crazy fun idea, but for the end... Like, if it was a daydream or something and then it whipped back and it was like, oh, no, that was just in her head. This is actually what's going on. I kind of... No, that was it. The ending didn't even make sense because they brought it all back and then people were just getting arrested and stuff and you were like, wait.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, and they also introduced Disney Plus. Daredevil in this, yes, with the yellow and red suit.
They did.
I enjoyed seeing him on screen. The suit was okay. His scenes were meh, but it was still a Disney Daredevil.
I like that he banged her. That was cool.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I liked their dynamic.
They had
nice dynamic.
I felt
it, because they're both lawyers, and that's cool. They've got that in common.
They meet in the courtroom. That was cool. Yeah, like that, again, it's like the grounded stuff was cool. Even her as She-Hulk, a lot of people the CG and da-da-da. I'm like, none of it was groundbreakingly bad, man.
No, I thought it was all right. I thought it held up.
But people went on a fit.
I think the original trailer looked bad.
Still, though, man. Yeah, probably.
But
like,
afterwards,
just
they fixed it.
Calm down, though. Like, it wasn't like Sonic bad. Like, Sonic was like, that looks like trauma in a meme.
Yeah.
Like,
again, the internet fixed it. They complained, they fixed it. I'll probably give She-Hulk a 6.5, the same as all 6.5. The others. Yeah.
I'll give it a 4. All that, yeah. 6.5.
Hold on, Fraser gave it a 4. Why a 4, dude?
I don't think it was
sexist.
I would honestly give it like a 7 out of 10.
Because
I'm a bit more solid, I'm more confident.
It sounds like a show that should be like a fucking 3 from what you just told me. I mean, you gave it a 6.5.
Well, that
you
I liked that. The thing is, the characters were great. Like the Ally McBeal style shooting it, the way she kept turning to the camera to talk to it, like a bit like Malcolm in the Middle kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. I liked all that. I liked that she kept breaking the fourth wall. I think they went a bit OTT with it, but overall, I think the story was quite fun. It just had. I'm all about an ending. It didn't have a good ending.
It missed that beat
again.
Yeah.
Though that's the same as all the other shows, pretty much. So 6.5.
If you watched it, I'll be honest with you.
You know, I'll drop it down to a 6 because
fair.
Sexist.
Not 4. Because you're sexist. And that's right. Where we take a break. Should we go for an ad break?
Ad break.
Ad break.
Ad break.
Right. Thanks for coming, everyone. We will now begin discussion on Phase 616 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mr. Feige, would you like to start?
Well, as we all know, the last phase, just like the phase before that...
And the phase before that, and the phase before that...
...did not do as well as the one before. Even though we've rebooted the franchise 20 times, reintroduced every Marvel superhero, released 182, I'm told, Avengers films, and produced over 300 separate TV series, we completely control the market. So what are we doing wrong?
Oh, pick me! We haven't made enough prequels, sir! Let's do more prequel films and series for the more unknown characters, on top of all the main and team-up films.
Oh yeah. Just do more. That'll definitely work.
More? Huh. I guess we can't really slow down now.
Yeah. We definitely gotta...
Shut up! Huh? You know what we need more of?
Oh god, here we go.
Violence! There's not enough blood and gore! We need to go heavy! Ha ha! We need evil Captain America curb-stomping bitches!
Whoa.
Mr. Mouse, please. We've got to keep it PG-13. We have a target audience.
Silence, you fool! Ha ha. I hold the purse strings, remember? What I say goes.
Oh, that's a great idea, Mr. Mouse. Please make me see.
It's not like we have much of an audience anyway.
Okay. Maybe we can get the Russo brothers back for another... grounded, high-action, super-soldier-based battle for... Earth?
Sorry, boss. No can do. We killed off all the super-soldiers 20 times. And the Russo brothers said they're done with Marvel after Captain America 69 went down so poorly with male and female audiences.
Don't listen to this guy, boss. He's just a loser who doesn't believe in what we've built. Let's just reboot again and again and spend another 10 years making that cold, hard cash, baby.
Who are you anyway? Where the hell did we hire you from?
Oh, I just followed you guys in off of the street a few years ago. Remember? Timmy? Well, anyway, legally, I live here now.
What? Security, get this guy out of here.
Oh God, no, I swear to God, you'll rule the day. You'll rule the day you ever took Timmy down.
We are so screwed.
That's it! You're all fired! I'm done with with you fucks! You better be out of here in the next few minutes or someone's gonna get shot!
Mr. Mouse, sir, what do you...
Oh, ah! Shit, he's got a gun!
What?
Whoa, get out of the way! Oh, shit, I'm hit!
And we're back from the ad! That was amazing. We didn't just plan that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Use that as the ad. Use that
as the ad.
Right, so we're going to speed run this a little bit more now because we've actually got quite a bit more to talk about. But as I said in the ad break, I am watching less and less of these, so I'm going to have less and less to say, so I will be more irrelevant as we go. Mm. Two specials, Werewolf by Night. I've heard very good things. I've not watched it. I would be up for watching it. Right. I've heard good things. Anyone watched it?
Never heard of it.
Werewolf by Night, the black and white werewolf film that they released, Marvel released.
No.
Not an animation.
No. Huh? Never heard of it.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
I watched it. It was, yeah, it was good, like you say.
Oh. Yeah? Out of 10?
Yeah, 6.
Six. Oh, okay. I mean, hold on. Okay, hold on. She-Hulk was a 4, so this is a jump up.
Okay, it's better than She-Hulk.
Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. That was fun. The Christmas special.
Where the fuck was I when all this was
Kevin
happening?
Bacon.
Kevin Bacon was in it. Right. Rocket almost as fucking. Okay, you've not watched it.
No, I don't know. It's good. It's actually a good watch.
It's quite.
Yeah,
it's quite.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's
near
fun. Christmas.
Is it a movie?
Yeah. But a short movie, like an short. Hour?
Maybe an hour, yeah.
It was emotional as hell, as well. It was quite emotional.
It's good.
Right, so now we move on to phase 5. So now we're talking 2023
mm-hmm.
to, well, we are right now in 2025, but obviously we're on the
barely.
Fucking doorstep of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got... I've not watched this and I don't feel the need to. Fraser can see it.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Oh, God.
By all means, guys, take the floor. We can take our time on this one.
Rating out of 10?
That's a 2. I went to the cinema to watch that.
Paul Rudd pushes it to a 3 for me. I still like Paul Rudd.
That's fair.
That, the rest
is Paul Rudd is the only reason he gets any fucking points.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
film was awful. It made no sense. It just got wacky and wacky. Cheedy, and Cheedy from Good Place, he's in it at one point. He's a good character. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
MODOK, the fucking
lot of characters with no arcs, no point.
It was just
crazy. I can't believe it made it.
From start to finish, it made no sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just like,
I think you guys have made my point that I do not need to watch this film.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Because it was all leading up to Kang and that's all been scrapped, so.
Yeah.
Literally pointless.
Yeah.
Did that film
in that storyline.
Mm.
But did that film for Kang do a U-turn, or was the U-turn planned after Quantumania? Like when
I think
Quantum...
it was like mid-U-turn.
Mid-U-turn,
I
yeah,
think
yeah.
So it was kind of like, as it was like, all right, this is Kang being fucking crazy now. You're starting to kind of see all the shit he was warning you about in Loki. But then it doesn't matter because it got cancelled anyway.
The end credit scene was like all the Kangs, wasn't it? Like the army that... The
I don't think I even
Kangs
stayed to the end credits.
Yeah,
I think it was like a...
Was it that... Yeah, it was.
I think it was.
Do you guys think that knowing that the Kang storyline was going to be scrapped because of all the stuff that was happening with the actor, did that take away from the enjoyment of the film,
no.
or was it just a shit
film?
No,
it was
just
a terrible film.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Fair enough.
It's just a shit film.
All right, ratings. Mm. Ratings. You guys, you said a 3.
2.
Mm.
2.
2.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, 2s and 3s. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Oh,
ooh,
and that
good.
Peaked. It did peak. That
yeah.
was a
remind
nice
me real quick.
The Rocket backstory, Adam Warlock.
Right, no, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
That was
yeah,
way
fine.
More emotional than I anticipated. I put it on as a feel good film, and I watched it a few years later. You know, at a rare moment by myself, and I was like, "Yeah, mate." I think I paused it halfway just to take a moment at one point because I was like, "Whoa."
Yeah, it did get deep.
Good film, not as strong as the others in my opinion.
Nice.
The Rocket storyline, yes, that was a strong part. The rest of it around it for me, and the bit of the fight scenes and stuff, I was like, I get it. It's almost there, but it's a small step down from the others. I would say not much.
Yeah,
but
I think it's the best of the trilogy.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, fair.
And number one is kind of iconic.
Yeah.
I think number two falls down a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
I
think of it the other. I think
kind of
two
beat.
Was like probably my favorite.
What was two?
One is still iconic, and it's hard to beat them all. But
yeah.
but 2 was still...
No, 2 was a little bit weak for me as well, actually. Really? It wasn't bad, but yeah, actually, you're not wrong.
It felt like they kind of knew what they had, and they were like, all right, let's just build on it a little bit more, because they had all the exposure in between.
True.
The whole Infinity...
They could get a little bit more bigger and wackier, because they were steeped you. And Guardians... First Guardians was the first one in space, but it was the first one into that realm. Like, I would say, like, if they didn't pave the way with Guardians, the tone of a lot of other films, even the way that Thor went, wouldn't have shaped the way it did.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
yeah,
James Gunn really helped.
No one knew what it was going to be.
Like, even, like,
that
Nowhere.
Was such a shock.
Yeah,
out of
and it was
nowhere.
So good.
Yeah. But, Volume 3, I would say 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I give it an 8.
But again, looking at this film in the big picture, for me it was still like what you guys initially said. It was just like a little peak moment.
It was nice to have come back to Guardians 3 after all the bullshit from everything before. It was like, alright, here's something that I'm familiar with. It's like, I know the characters, I know the story.
Exactly.
Like, this was nice.
Yeah.
It was comfortable to get back into from all the weird shit they've been pumping out.
Yeah.
Next we have the Marvels. I did not watch this.
Didn't watch it.
No.
I've watched it, but I don't remember it.
No,
that
didn't watch it.
Tells you everything.
Yep.
No.
I didn't hear great things. I didn't hear terrible things, but I didn't hear the greatest things. But it was just, again, I've lost all the motivation.
All three of those characters, I'm just not interested in.
Yeah,
like,
essentially.
Monica Rambeau.
Rambo.
I liked her in WandaVision, but I kind of felt her part of it was almost a bit like, I didn't really care. So into the WandaVision part of it, I didn't really care.
She was there, aside from her character with Wanda. All her shit was just set up for this.
Yeah.
Again, it was just to make a point of, oh yeah, she does have powers. It doesn't matter how or when, it's just for that point. Fraser, would you even dare try to rate it?
I'm going
to
get a 1.
No, if he's really got no recollection, it has to be a 0, because there's nothing to go on. He might as well...
You remember something.
There must be a vibe.
I didn't care for anything in the film.
I mean, if you don't remember
it... It's just what it is. Like, it's got to be a 1.
Oh shit!
It's a 1. So lowest
one.
Yet.
That's
the lowest. Can we hit 0?
I think they possibly did some cool things in the fight scene, because they could all switch places. That's about it. I don't remember the fight scene.
But again,
did it have an actual point? Was it like a lead up to something kind of thing, or was it just another random fucking show for no reason?
Something to do with bangles again, I think.
Bangles.
The bangles.
She wanted all the bangles.
Alright,
it's just her in Primark for an hour and a half. Give me out of bangles! Give me the bangles! With the other Marvels there just trying to talk her down. Relax, man! Right, next one is a good one for a lot of reasons. And I'm pretty sure we recorded this and put it out there. Deadpool and Wolverine 2024. That was our last meetup. We went to Odeon together and we watched it. And then we came back here. And then we recorded it.
Say what you want. I still don't consider it MCU. I just think, I know it is. I know it is. But I'm like, it's not. It's completely its own thing still. And I love it for it.
That is literally like someone taking like your favorite brand of something, wrapping their label on it and saying, here you go, it's this now. You're like, yeah, you can tell me what you want, but
I know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it is. And I'm just, all I'm happy about is they left them alone to do it.
Yeah.
And they went in.
Yeah.
In their own right, and they did. I think they still did find a small balance with Disney, because believe me, I think they could have had sharper moments in their own space with Fox. But I think they've done it very well, like 2% softer for Disney, I would say.
I think a couple of lines were cut because of Disney, but I think majority. I think 98% of it went through.
I would say so.
Yeah,
like even that little cocaine convo with
blind
out. Like, even that was like, I can see. I can fair. You're literally pointing straight at it.
And he'll usually call out the things that he either feels like he shouldn't be doing or was not allowed to do.
Yeah.
Because of Disney.
I mean, they're literally doing what, like, everyone used to do with Fox. You know, like, where they used to shit all over Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Simpsons used to do it and Family Guy used to do it. Now they're doing it with Disney. It's true, though. Like, they deserve to be mocked, because they've just brought out stinker after stinker.
Yep.
Do you know what? In all fairness... At the helm of it, I know there's directors and other people involved, but obviously the face of it all is Ryan Reynolds, and he's very much a front man of it. You know, he was, in his own way, like, you know, he was the one that kind of leaked the footage and everything, and he's done nothing but understand the fans, listen to the fans, and listen to a lot of his friends, because a lot of the thing of like Hugh Jackman coming in with the suit, Gambit as who's the actor?
Channing Tatum,
like that sort of thing. Like, kind of the people that he brought back as well. Like, I know some of it was just to play along with the whole Disney cameo vibe, but he does include a lot of people. He did kind of help, was at the helm of this.
Yeah.
And I'll give him his respect on that, because a lot of his comments and jabs and jokes are, a lot of it's from him as well, organically. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was just a, he is just a fan of Deadpool in general. Yeah. He always has been.
Loves the character.
Yeah, he always
has. But he been. Is him though.
And he is his version for Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole story with Channing Tatum as well and Gambit and getting in that film.
Yeah.
Was pretty good.
Yeah. Good on him. Finally.
He did say like
that whole reveal of
when he walks in,
when all of them walk in, like fucking Blade.
But they fucking ruined. I know they kind of dropped their info. You know, X 23 anyway. They've dropped her in the trailer. Like, I would have liked to have enjoyed her as a surprise. She was cool, you know, from Logan, grown up. But I get it. She's not well known enough for them to like hide her.
I like they didn't do him dirty as well, because they easily could have done a Deadpool 2 and killed them all.
Mm.
Like at the eve of the battle. Like the start of the fight,
yeah,
but they did it. They gave them all their moments, and like it actually paid off. And that was, you know what, that was probably more of a Disney moment. Like it actually worked in their favor, because it was like, no, the fans want to see these guys do a Disney thing here. Yeah, you know, do a Marvel-y kicky ass thing here. Yeah.
But Fox, or not Fox, the whole Deadpool movies already had that balance. They had scales of like adult jokes to like kind of working with the film Hollywood vibe that you want the big explosion. All they did was just tip the scales. They didn't change anything in this film. They just tipped the scales at times in a different side.
Yeah,
like the whole Chris Evans with like playing Johnny Storm. Yeah, that was a sick twist. But the whole monologue and then ripping his skin off. I'm like, that's a Deadpool moment. Yeah. That's not Disney right there.
That's taking a joke too far.
But Robert, that was his catch, wasn't it, Chris Evans? He was like, you've written me this monologue. If I get to say, that's the only reason I'll be in this film. Because if I don't get to, if you don't put this on the screen, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, it's so good. And it was the end credit scene as well.
Like, yeah, man.
That end credit scene could have been so many things, as like with a Deadpool Wolverine film, but they went with that, and it was perfect.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was nice because it fed its own plot. It wasn't like bait for the next thing or a sneak preview or even like them going not overboard, but like really playing into another like Ferris Bueller's one on the first one. Like, that was perfect because it was the first one.
Yeah.
No, they just was like, no, we're going to fucking set the record straight here. Ryan Reynolds did say that, not that it's officially going to be his last Deadpool film, but he's like, I'm not going to make any more individual ones. I think Deadpool is more of a cameo character now and to appear as a sidekick.
I think that's a good move for him, at least for the next
one. And he said, because he mentioned Channing Tatum and was like, I've invited these friends in and I've set them up now. So if Hugh Jackman wants to carry on in a certain way with the suit and X-Men stuff, cool. If Channing Tatum gets the role, and great, because he deserves it. Because for me, because unless there's a real story coming up for me, a real reason, he goes, now it would just be me in the background. I'm like, fair man, I respect that. He knows. Good. He knows now.
Yeah.
Solid 3. Ratings?
9.
Yeah, I would say still solid 9.
9, 9.5.
10?
Nice.
Good one.
You crazy son of a bitch. You're just a rogue in this one, man.
Yeah, mad, isn't it? How in 1 year, everyone 1 to 10.
9.9.
Only because I feel like in the final scenes, Hugh Jackman keeps his mask on. Yeah. I think he should have taken it off eventually. Because like the whole wow factor of him actually putting on the comic accurate sort of version mask and then fighting in it, I feel like after the fight, okay, you can take it off now, so we can actually see you.
Do you know
Logan?
Mm. No, do you know what I would have liked even halfway between that is in the fight if someone slashed his face and then the mask, just a little cut off, enough to see one eye, a bit of human expression, but he still wants to keep the mask on.
Mm.
But
battle damage could be good.
Yeah. Again, that's a little Disney vibe. Now let's keep his face squeaky clean. Let's let look like a bit of the
you
action.
You guys wanted to
vibe.
See Logan.
Yeah. Let's do it like this.
Let's give it all to him. Yeah, maybe.
Right, fair enough. So we've got, oh no, sorry, this is the first one on the list of 2025. Captain America Brave New World.
Oh,
we've already Agatha all along.
That's the TV shows.
Oh, right.
Section. Yeah, sorry, we haven't hit the 2023-2024.
So no, we're on the ones that are coming up
in the films. Yeah, for 2025 of Phase 5.
It's been reshot, isn't it?
Has it?
I think it'll be shot a second time, possibly.
Fucking hell.
Captain America?
I think, yeah.
Because test screening's not doing good.
Mm.
Oh, wow. So this is the one with Harrison Ford now as Captain Ross, the Red Hulk.
Red Hulk.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the whole Captain Falcon TV show now taking body in this film.
Yeah.
they're still trying to lean into like the original Russo vibe of like the espionage vibe, and I hope they do it justice, but not just try to copycat the formula.
Yeah.
Hopefully it releases and does well, because all these reshoots must be costing
lots of money. And reshoots are never a good sign. Mm-hmm. Never, never a good sign.
Yeah, the room doesn't really sound hopeful right now. Everyone's in their own little stammering.
The final line of Endgame was a reshoot.
That wasn't a reshoot. That was just a golden idea in that moment. Yeah, this is what's missing. You're not wrong, but it wasn't like a reshoot out of regret. It was more out of, I know what needs to go here. Yeah, this is the right thing to do. Everyone agreed
for that line.
Yeah, it was where the test is like, it's a bit of a flop.
Oh, man.
That adds a bit of pressure and fear into reshoots. Actors have moved on, they need to come back, they look different, you know.
After a test screening, yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Not a good sign, though.
All right, I guess what I would ask then instead of a rating is, would you guys firstly ever watch this? Mm-hmm. And if you would, home or cinema?
Oh, it's a film. Yeah.
As a film, would you wait for Disney or would you make an effort?
Disney. I would watch it, for sure I will watch it, because I want to see Red Hulk, but I would wait for it.
I might see what initial impressions are and go watch it in the cinema. If
I think I'm a bit on Netflix, because I don't mind the characters, I just want to know what the vibe and the story is. So I'm a bit on Fraser's end, but I think it's one of those films where if we were together somehow, I wouldn't mind watching it, making a little thing out of it to the cinema, or wait till it comes out on Disney and then watch it together as well. But I guess the factor is you guys, not the film. So
alright.
Oh, the next one is Thunderbolts.
Oh, that actually looks
fun.
Looks quite fun. We watched the trailer with Bucky in it, Red Falcon, you know.
Yeah.
Red Guardian, the evil Cap.
US agent.
I feel like I remember the trailer.
I put the trailer as well.
We'll check it out after, but I don't really remember that.
It looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks a little bit of a, much better, but kind of like their own little version, like a little Suicide Squad vibe going on. But again, I don't know if I would watch it. I don't know if I'd go to cinema for it, though.
Oh, it's a film.
This is a film. Yeah, this isn't a TV show.
I never know anymore.
It was meant to be a TV show at one point. It flopped from film to TV show. Yeah, they spoke about it, and then it settled on a film, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah. I may go cinema for that. Just because I like the actors in it. I like David Harbour. I like, what's her name, as Black Widow's sister? Mm.
Florence Pugh.
I really like her
as well. She's a really
good one. She's funny.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go and see this one.
Okay. You guys, would you watch it?
I would.
Yeah, I think I'd go see and watch it.
Maybe not in cinema, but I would wait for. I would watch it. Maybe I would wait for Disney rather than cinema, but I would watch it.
Okay. So, television series now, 2023, 2025. Secret Invasion. Is this the
Nick Fury
one? Yeah. I did not finish it. I enjoyed the first half ish of it, and in the second half I did not participate.
It got confusing.
Not silly.
Yeah. Butchered story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really upset that they killed fucking thing in it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Hill.
Hill. No, I'm glad if she's an actress wants to move on. I'm just like, why'd you kill her in this?
Yeah,
out of all the way, she deserved a bit more, man. She was the glue.
Do you know, she was the first name credit on every episode of the entire season, and she died in episode like 2. Like, she died so early.
Yeah, she did die.
And her name was the first name that came up at the end of every. I don't know. I really don't know.
Did she get paid for it? Maybe
when you think Samuel Jackson's in it, like, it was so bizarre that her name was always the first name that came up. Like, yeah. Sorry, that was just such a weird thing. Yeah, no, that was trash.
Yeah, it really was.
Absolute trash.
So what were we saying? Ratings?
Trash.
I mean,
I'd give it a 3.
A 3?
I would never watch it again.
I think a 3 is generous then.
Yeah, man. I would say that's kind
of really? A 3 to something you'd never watch again?
I will never give Samuel L. Jackson anything low.
Fair enough. He was fantastic
in it, as he always is.
Oh, he done what he was supposed to.
Is he the only thing that's fantastic?
Honestly, though, he carried it.
So I rate Samuel Jackson, he'll be a 10 out of 10. The rest of the film was like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah. Ooh. Just a good actor in a bad situation.
Okay, you know what? I agree with you, actually. I would say then 3 out of 10. because I will give due where it's due, but I didn't even finish it, to be honest with you, because I knew, even watching
maybe
clips,
maybe it's because you haven't finished it, it will go down
in my maybe if you watch clips of the end, and even watching clips of it, I was like, what? No, I was like, I'm not so, even bothering
so getting scraps off the Avengers battlefields that have DNA of everyone. That's bullshit. Such a like, what the fuck idea. Mm-hmm. But you know what, if you're going to go down that avenue, at least pay off well, like just all the gimmicks of it, just like, oh, now he's got groups on
the thing is, there were like there was
Daenerys Targaryen
fucking
doing this CG animated fight.
Yeah, Emilia Clarke's a great actress as she is, again, just shit role. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have
fair enough. Loki season 2.
Oh, beautiful.
Fantastic.
Great.
Remind me what happened in season 2.
Oh, what's his name came in, didn't he?
All the...
From Indiana Jones.
Short round.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that...
What's his name in it?
Oh, yeah.
It's got some like labyrinth name. What's it?
I can't remember.
The snake that eats its own tail.
Ouroboros.
Ouroboros. That's it.
Yeah, thank you. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah. What a fantastic character. I loved him so much. Good. So good in it.
That was that proper comeback as well, yeah.
Everything to do with the time travels like thing that they were doing when he was like talking to Loki in the past, and like they built the machine together and stuff.
Yeah.
Just all that. That was just so good. And you know what? It didn't have to be anywhere. It could have been in any time, any space. But them scenes, them actors, and it was just good writing.
Yeah,
yeah. It was really good writing.
Everyone did exactly what they were supposed to do, and the story brought exactly what they needed as well. The script glued it all together. It was nice.
Yeah, they had a lot of great moments. I think one that I really loved was like one of the last few episodes. He had like the whole thing. He was about to charge down the ramp to do the thing, and they had like all this Marvel build. Like, oh, okay, this thing is going to happen. And he runs out, and you're thinking, okay, he's obviously going to make it. It's fucking Tom Hiddleston. He's the main character. He ain't going to die. And he just gets blasted, and you're like, wait, what? You can't do that. Wait, what the fuck happened? And it just changed everything. I was like, this is not fucking around. That was a great moment.
Yeah,
great.
You know what? I think Rick generally said it in the way I would feel it. They just weren't fucking around. They're like, we're here to take this seriously. There's the story, the mechanics is already complex enough. The time travel is always makes shit weird and multiverse stuff. But they just like it's this character's path, and especially the whole Loki redemption vibe, and it's just
kind of like the timekeeper and everything.
It's so a nice place to put Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah,
it's like on standby. And if ever, I think it would be great if one day in the future, if Marvel picks it up again, that tree drops and it's just an older Loki just sitting there, like a little bearded and a bit grayed. Like, I've been sitting here for like thousands of years or something. Like, it would be sick to have him back.
I think it's
such a good arc.
Yeah, such a
good story arc from like Thor 1 all the way up to Loki end season 2 is such a great
he's always
story
been loved Loki, he's always been a lovable Loki. I would love to see him drop in like, you know, if they could build up to another Endgame moment, to like the all hope is lost moment. I would love for a fist to be caught by Loki who just drops in to stop it from happening, because he's like, no, not in my timeline. And he just starts fighting this godlike fucking villain, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that would be so dope.
That'd
be
cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, as you said, keep him on standby when they need him. Drop him in.
Do you know what? Even to highlight that moment even more, forget even catching a fist, just Loki just appears. It's like, not in my timeline. And he just brings all these heroes from alternate universes.
Yeah.
Just for even a punch.
You could.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Good on you, man. Loki was great.
Do you know what? You know, we talk about Cap's ending. And his whole story arc, like a nice little beginning, middle, and end. Same with like RDJ. Well, kind of RDJ, but he was always going to kind of be the martyr. RDJ. Oh. Like Tony Stark.
We always knew on some level
that I could accept that Cap deserved that ending, and Tony Stark was always going to head in that direction. But Loki's is another one of those characters that his whole beginning, middle, and end. Consider he started early on in Phase 1. Like, Thor was one of the main OGs. So as a character, he's held up, and he's genuinely in a place where you're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And that's rare for a character's arc.
He started off the whole fucking Infinity Stone thing when he came in with the Tesseract, the first. He started it.
It's his second arc, by the way. Because he dies in.
You're not wrong.
You're already gone through, like,
a whole arc
there. True.
With Ragnarok.
Well, I guess then the overall experience for Tom Hiddleston as an actor. Yeah. It's nice to know that he's put his character to bed nicely, at the very least. But yeah, it's
twice.
Yeah, it's true. Because his death made a statement in Endgame. That was like, no fucking
first few minutes, man.
Yeah.
First few opening minutes, I was like, you can't do that. Wait, what?
He's just going through denial.
Crazy.
What happened to plot armor? What, are you breaking rules?
Plot armor, I like that. So next we've got What If Season 2.
Don't really remember.
Good shit.
Much.
Good shit. Good shit.
Oh, that's when they go back to Doctor Strange.
Have you seen it, Fraser? Have you seen it yet? Okay,
cool. He's seen it in season two.
Okay.
I bonus with you, I didn't enjoy season two as much.
Oh.
I didn't enjoy it. I know you had a big moment with it, and I was waiting for it, and I saw it, and I was like, it didn't hit me. I did not like I didn't like the narrative turn. I think they just used Supreme Strange as a cop out.
Didn't they introduce the Native American girl?
Yeah.
In the, yeah, no, man.
That, it was a good season. Cool. But I didn't like him being the villain. I'm just like, nah, it's just...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's the only thing. I'm doing it again. I've lost my mind. I'm going to do it. No, man. You've done this already. Come on.
Like, that's I get what you're saying. That's the only thing. Maybe not as strong as the first season.
No.
I'm just going through the episode list. Just to clarify, I don't really remember too much of season two. But there was, what if Nebula joined the Nova Corps?
That was sick.
Yeah.
I didn't expect
that.
That was a good one.
That was great.
One. What if Peter Quill attacked Earth's Mightiest Heroes?
That wasn't bad. As a kid.
Ego's powers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was okay, yeah.
What if Happy Hogan saved Christmas? I think that was the Christmas Eve episode.
It was fun.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Don't care about Happy.
It was Christmassy.
What if Iron Man crashed into the Grandmaster?
I enjoyed
really
that.
Too much.
That was cool.
Yeah.
This was a good one. What if Captain Carter fought the Hydra Stomper?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was cool. Yeah,
they established her character.
Yeah,
and then what if K'Hori reshaped the world? That was a Native Indian girl. K'Hori.
That was a good episode.
That was a good one.
Oh my god, so good.
What if Hela found the Ten Rings? That was good.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that was their dynamic.
What if the Avengers assembled in 1602?
That was cool.
Captain Carter goes back in time. It's her long storyline. She ends up there with like a different Steve Rogers, like a Robin Hood vibe.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's all I remember from it.
Forgettable, though.
Yeah, a little bit forgettable, but I think because it was on, they were playing the long game with the story at that point.
Mm.
And then season finale was, what if Strange Supreme intervened?
Yeah.
And that was when they went back to Strange.
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't like. That was it. That's the only genuine part. I was like, it wasn't bad. I was like, no, come on, man. Just put his character, like, put this shit to bed.
I mean,
it wasn't as good as Ultron.
No, it wasn't as good as Ultron.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as
Ultron. Like the twist of Ultron and
Killmonger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like them being locked in that infinite sort of like reach for the stones. Like, that was cool. What were you rating season two?
I'd give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
7.5.
I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed season one more, but it was still a solid season.
I can't even remember what we gave season one. It was about a 9.
9.
About a 9. Yeah, I would say about a 7 then. I'm going to say about a 7.
I think it gets a 6.
A 6? Fraser, you are just
Simon Cowell.
Jesus Christ, mate. He's this guy that will hate on most, but when he loves it, it's like 10. Nothing less. I don't remember this. Echo?
Oh, that was the deaf girl. From Hawkeye.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fighter,
the
Fisk's girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Fisk's daughter or something. Echo, isn't it?
Fisk's.
Yeah.
Tiny.
It's her power. Yeah. It's something. I can't.
Why not his daughter? It was
daughter?
Like that girl that he.
He adopts her or something.
Pat her on the head once in that.
He patted her on the head once.
Initiation complete.
Pat, you are now mine. Good mom. Did anyone watch it?
I don't remember Echo.
No. Nope. Okay.
Watch it,
well,
sorry.
I don't
really remember what happened.
I didn't hear anything majorly bad, but obviously it's not very memorable. Agatha, all along, I have not watched it.
I haven't watched it. No.
You've watched.
Guys, I'm going to plot twist you in this podcast.
Yeah.
Agatha, all along, is one of the best fucking shows that they've brought out.
I knew you would say something.
It
like this.
Was the most unexpected thing. The first episode, I was like, this is so trash. And then it was like, oh, it knows it's trash and it's actually playing on it. This is part of it. And it was like, okay, yeah, we're still in like her WandaVision brain. And then it just gets better and better and better, and it is shot so well. It is like,
yeah.
It's got, I'm telling you now, it is one of them shows you shouldn't sleep on. It is really good.
Okay. It's got like, Charlie Seal of approval.
Genuinely, man, I've had it in my head for months now. Like,
I'll give it a watch. Yeah. I'll give it a watch.
It's good. It's very good.
So Charlie, if you give it your seal of approval,
mm.
and your opinion is quite strong here, especially as a multi-nominated director, what's your like? You need to give like a podcast sound or approval seal. You know, like people have got like a catchphrase, like the dwarf, oh yeah, yeah, something. You need to add something now, like the Charlie seal of approval. You need to do something.
Huh?
No, no, man, no, no, fuck's sake, man.
For a second, I thought you were going to do the Huck tooth.
I was thought about it.
You've been making that noise all fucking night. Why did I not see that coming? I walked into it again. Oh, I did it to myself. I blame myself. Alright, so have you finished it entirely?
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
I'm going to put it somewhere between WandaVision and Loki.
Ooh.
Like, it's good. Okay. It's very good. I'd probably put it
even though it starts slow. How long does it take to get into it?
Second episode, you're like, oh, okay, cool. I get what's going on now. Yeah. Well, I mean, now that I've told you, it's like in her head with the WandaVision thing. I think that was the first hurdle we have to get over.
Rule of three.
Rule of three.
Okay.
But it just gets better. Better and better. The twist in it, or the twists in it, you just don't see coming. Like, genuinely, as an adult person who has watched many shows, I didn't see any of the twists coming. And I was just like, okay, this is dope. And every one of them made sense. Like, if you go back and watch it, it's like one of them. You can rewatch it and go, oh my God, it's so obvious. But I didn't see it because I didn't know. Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay. I'd give it an 8.59. somewhere.
God around damn.
Okay, okay, okay.
Jeez, all
right. I mean, I was on board already.
Mm.
So you said, great. What if season 3? Obviously, we're not going to talk about it.
I mean, the last episode of season 3 only came out like a week or two ago.
Maybe, yeah.
So it's pretty recent. Ratings?
Season 3, I think I'll give about 7.5.
Okay. I really like this season. I'll give it a 9.
I'm going to go somewhere in the middle. Well, somewhere. I'm just going to go for an 8.
Mm.
I think I finished it like 2 nights ago, okay, so it hasn't sat with me long enough.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I
won't say anything. Season 1 or season 3?
Ooh.
Season 1 or season 3? I still prefer season 1.
Do you know what? Nah, I think season 3. I think there's a few more memorable. Maybe it's because I've just watched it.
That's what I was going to say. There's a little bias there.
Yeah, maybe. But really I did really enjoy it.
It is good. It is still entertaining.
Okay, so now we're moving to the 2025 region of TV shows. Would you watch it? Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man television series.
Yeah.
Would you watch it?
Anything Spider-Man.
Okay. Spider-Man, yeah. I'm there. Daredevil Born Again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just to, yep. I can see if it's going to be
shooting. Reshoots again as well.
I think that's because of they've turned it up now, because it was very Disney-fied. Okay. And to my knowledge, that's when they took the...
Why did they even shoot it Disney-fied to begin with? This is what I hate.
Like, because
what?
I think...
Oh, we got to reshoot it. It's too Disney. Don't do it to begin with.
I think they started off like that, saw the reactions from She-Hulk, and they were like, this approach...
Oh, they shoot it at the same time. It's like She-Hulk was coming.
Well, She-Hulk was pre-recorded with him already, so then he started Daredevil Born Again.
Oh.
She-Hulk aired as they were in production. Oh. So maybe there's a little feedback there where they were like, maybe we should change it. I know.
Like they just cut her parts out. And they were like, yeah, She-Hulk done bad, so we'll just get rid of her.
Oh, bless her. Ironheart.
Yeah.
I do kind of want to see Ironheart.
What is Ironheart?
Ironheart is
Iron
like the
Man's replacement.
Riri Williams.
It is Riri Williams. I thought so. I wouldn't mind giving it a shot. Is it animated or like live action?
I think
live action. She's in Wakanda Forever.
Right. See, I knew naturally we're going to have nothing to say because now we're in phase 6. So this is now 2025 to 2027. Now you're going to see
2027.
Right? This is a 2 years. But you're going to see a jump, right? Because at the moment we've had Phase 4 has been 7 films, 8 shows, 2 specials. Phase 5 has been 6 films, 9 TV shows. Phase 6, 2025-2027, there is the Fantastic Four First Steps.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch that.
Yep, same.
If I'm into the hype and you guys are around, I would even cinema it.
I've seen nothing.
This is a film. This is a 2025 film.
Has there been a trailer for this?
No. Okay. Nothing.
I need to see a trailer.
They've only released.
It looks really good.
I think they've only released like a drawn picture of the actors. So like Pedro Pascal is Mr. Pascal.
Oh, okay. Yes. Daddy's in it. All right, I'm in.
Daddy's
home.
Daddy's in it. I'm in.
Next we have Avengers Doomsday, which is RDJ. We'll see what they do. If they do go for the whole, this is Tony Stark from alternative universe, and they paint the picture well enough, I can deal with that, because I think Tony Stark in a wrong world would be Doomsday.
Yeah.
My issue with it is that whole massive reveal is like, we've got RDJ back. RDJ is back in a Marvel film. Let's try and bring back all the original fans from like the Infinity Saga.
Yeah.
Bring them back to watch this and get all the hype back.
Bring back.
That's what that it's screams to me.
It's a massive stunt, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Just a big look.
Oh, yeah.
Shut.
Yeah. Which is a bad sign.
Have you seen?
Director for Fantastic Four. I haven't heard of him. Matt Shackman.
Well, this
is the director of Fantastic. This is not the Fantastic Four film, dude. That poster's not real.
Well, they haven't got anything.
You're right, because they've got the.
Because there's no. There's,
who's in Multiverse of Madness? Who was Mr. Fantastic?
Oh,
John Krasinski. He's on the poster. I'm like, that can't be right. So from Doomsday, we move on to, 2026, an untitled Spider-Man sequel. So, who knows what it's even about?
Anything Spider-Man,
they're going to try it, and then the next one in 2027 is Avengers: Secret Wars. Yeah,
just not hyped for Avengers anymore.
Nope.
Yeah,
because it's always been about the first four were like three phases, I guess, to get to each Avengers film.
Yeah,
it's always has been that nice little build up to this climax. We haven't got anything to go on.
No,
because like we said at the very beginning, it's all disjointed.
Who
are the Avengers anyway at this point? I don't
even
know.
It's true.
I can't be excited for it. I don't know who they are.
True.
Anyone who's available.
Yeah, literally anyone. It's whoever we can afford to get back.
You've got a scheduling conflict. You're an Avenger.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's actually insane at this point. How can they be announcing Avengers films and they don't have any kind of idea of what Avengers they've got? Ironheart's going to be the new Iron Man.
From
cool,
now
got
on,
that covered.
Whoever shouts
who's
Avengers.
Who's going to be the new Cap?
Whoever
well,
shouts.
They've got the new Cap with Falcon now. So there you go, that's been replaced. Red Hulk, I'm guessing, for the new Hulk, or She-Hulk. One
She-Hulk.
Of the two.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
it's just replacing all. It's just silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just silly.
This is going to be the first film where when whoever shouts Avengers Assemble is going to end with a question mark. Avengers Assemble? And that is all the films that they're going to be releasing. Apparently so at this point. Four films between 2025 to 2027.
It's a real shame that the Kang storyline didn't get to pan out. I think they had a good idea there.
Yeah. And he was very good as Kang.
Different films where.
Wasn't it Jonathan
Kangs.
Majors?
Yeah.
The Jonathan Majors
final
yeah.
thing would have been good.
They could have just replaced Kang.
They really could have.
Yeah.
They could, do you know what? They could have even done it like an in universe explanation. He goes into a machine. Ah! It looks different, dude.
Or just every Kang.
Just bring out their variants of Kang. Bring out a different actor. Yeah, I'm still Kang. I'm just a variant.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Easy.
Done.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong, actually. Because he did do well in the role in Loki. Because of the lockdown, they've done more of the monologue. And I really enjoyed that monologue. But because every variant was a different version of it, you know, one was more talkative, one was more violent, one was more peaceful, whatever their variants. Like I said, if you brought in a different person with a different vibe, just a different variant.
Yeah.
Look at Timely. Like, he was a stuttering
sort
of nutter in his own right. So, last four things. Because there's four movies for those between for Phase 6 and four TV shows between 2025 and 2026. So, there's not even a TV. At this point, there's probably going to be more released. But you can see that they said Phase 6, we're going to slow down. To coming from, like, 14, 15 properties per year to like 8. Literally just over half, under half, depending.
I mean, it's a good thing that they're slowing it down, but it's a bad thing because they're doing it now. They should have done it ages ago.
I'm honest with you.
They've pumped out way too much bullshit in between, in the meantime, for me to be like, oh my god, it's Secret Wars, oh my god, it's audio. It's like, there's too much bullshit in the way.
No.
It's
crazy how much can change in 5 years.
Yeah.
First TV show, Eyes of Wakanda. It's a TV show. It's Marvel. I'm more likely to watch a TV show at home within my own comfort and then make an effort. So
where else can you watch it?
You could go to the cinema and rent out the room and then plug in your laptop and then press play, Charlie.
That was a silly thing you said.
But it's true though. Richard, back me up.
No.
Tell me you can't bring a PlayStation, into the cinema.
Damn.
You've told me that people could do it for their birthday.
He lied.
I lied.
No, you didn't. You're just doing this to Blackie. You're doing this just to discredit me in the potty. I know you're lying. He told me. He did.
Fine.
Would you guys watch it? Eyes of Wakanda?
Yeah.
Next is, and I'll definitely watch this, Marvel Zombies.
If it's done right, yeah.
If it's animated, I'm definitely on. If it's live action, I'll think twice.
Oh, they've already done it. What if nailed it?
They didn't really do it well. Like, they were literally just...
They kind of like brushed over the Avengers pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whereas the Marvel Zombies is like really like gritty, like they're sentient still,
yeah,
but they just crave flesh.
Yeah,
the story is quite deep.
It could be a really,
I think it could be a horror film. Yeah. Did you read the story?
I have one episode of. I don't have the whole.
You were telling me about Spider-Man's thing in Marvel Zombies. Because they're sentient. Someone was telling me about the story of it in Marvel Zombies, where Spider-Man's
he's still
sentient, but he regrets.
He doesn't eat. He tries to not eat meat as much as possible and stuff because he's trying to fight his urges and stuff. And he's like one of the only zombies who has resisted it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just cool.
Yeah.
Next is Wonder Man.
I don't know if it's a comedy, I'm in.
It's literally just like they've just flipped around Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Man. This must be some character we don't know. It could be sick. Who knows? And the last one is Vision Quest.
Couldn't name that any worse. Vision Quest. Sounds like a TV brand. It's awful.
They missed their boat with Vision, I think. He should have been in Multiverse of Madness or something. Because at the end of it was another one of those things that suffered in WandaVision, where he just kind of, white vision was created, he just flies away.
Yeah, never to be seen again.
That's it.
No, do you know what the issue with that is? It's been left too long. He could have flown away, but by leaving it for too long now, the importance and the gravity of that change and solution and answer or conclusion is losing meaning.
Yeah.
It never stuck. Nobody really cares about it.
Yeah. Thing is, they bring in loads of interesting characters and they then pick what ones they're going to invest in, and they just keep picking poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I do feel like it's trying to, like, a lot of the time cater to like new waves of like feminism or racism and stuff, and trying to like counteract it, and I know it's for the good reasons, but they're just not telling good stories with it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to like be like, yeah, woman power, and it's like, yeah, but tell a good story.
Too many things are like politically correct to make like a solid actual gritty film like they should be or could be.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not Disney, looking good, huh?
The Disney effect.
Well, that's kind of what I'm going to kind of end it on is we've always spoken about what was in Marvel and what is.
But we haven't asked what if.
Oh, he did it. End it there, folks. That was perfect.
That's a never ending podcast. Right?
What if? In all fairness, we did What If episodes.
Yeah.
I was going to say before Marvel, but we clearly didn't.
No, we didn't. Definitely based on the Marvel.
Where do you think Marvel is going to go then? What do you think the future of Marvel, especially this whole emphasis on slowing down and RDJ coming back?
They'll keep just, I think, having hits and misses and then breaks and then comebacks and breaks, and they're just going to keep doing it. And maybe one day we'll be lucky and they'll get another great run. But I think they've been unlucky in a lot of senses as well. You know, like COVID definitely messed up a lot of their products and, you know, political things and whatever. And as I said, they're trying to cater to a lot of people, which has messed up their products as well. When they figure it out, might get back on track. You never know. I'm staying optimistic. I still love the whole universe of it. You know, I'm still in.
What if, though, DC come out with a whole new 10-year run of their own little things?
We will talk about DC
and
another
the tides
day.
Turn.
I'd be interested to see it because they do have really good characters, but they'd need to do it good, and some reason they just can't do it.
What if you found out that like the studios of DC actually secretly work for like Disney And they're like, listen, you're our competition, but you need to tank. Your job is to
oh my
tank.
God.
So
that
at
was
least
DC's plan
because
all
listen,
along.
If we look at like the whole, if we went into like conspiracy shit, right, they would say that if we want our level of entertainment to drop, make something worse in comparison. So you think you're getting good shit,
yeah.
but we're really getting trash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, DC's been tricking us this whole time. We're like, boo, it's shit. They're like, I told you,
the fools.
No, I think Marvel will continue. Things might change, but I'll be very surprised if it makes a big turn at one point.
I think there's a bit of superhero burnout though.
Yeah,
yeah,
in general,
yeah. Now because
yeah,
yeah. of because of all the disappointment that's falling off the whole.
But even the things that have
wave.
Worked with superheroes, the market is just saturated. It's like, oh, what if, you know, superheroes were bloody and gory? It's like, yeah, you've got The Boys, and The Boys have fucking smashed that
yeah.
avenue of superhero stuff. And what
yeah.
if they were like this? What, Invincible, animated?
Exactly that. A lot of avenues have been closed off.
Yeah.
It's all about telling just a good story, and if you have superheroes involved in it,
yes,
cool.
Yeah.
You know, but it's too
I think
busy.
People miss the mark on, like, as long as it's a good story, I don't give a fuck what you put on screen.
Yeah.
Superheroes, monsters, fucking spiders, whatever. Maybe not spiders.
No.
But whatever.
Not for
it's going to be. I'm gonna. People are going to enjoy it. It's just
you're going to engage.
When it's a shit story, it's a shit story. You
yeah.
can't hide from that.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it.
Right, guys. I think that's we've said everything we want to say.
I think now we should talk about DC.
And in my other pocket, my other list. Aha!
Yeah, that was a long old podcast.
That was actually quite a decent. That's just under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Probably about an hour 40 with all the
if
little
you're
bits.
Still listening, coming. Listener. you get a thumbs up from me. Thank you.
We want the thumbs up, Charlie. Tell them to hit the like button.
No, do you know what? If you've listened this far, don't even worry about it. Thank you for just listening this far.
No, can you rewind and listen to it again?
Just keep doing that. Just until you go insane.
No, just subscribe and watch our other stuff.
What is happening? Is this
one person listening right now, so we're just aiming it.
We have not
Joe,
done
please.
This.
Joe!
We
Joe, come back.
You know what, we've not done this in
not
so
even
long.
Joe would listen to this.
We've
I don't think he likes Marvel.
Well, listen to that Marvel thing that you were talking about.
Thanks for listening, Red Jack's on, peace out.
Oh wait, what's even the outro that we
that's
used to
what it
do?
Sounds like at 5 speed.
Why not? Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Red Jack's on. I have been your semi-host Sirhan, and with me as always has been
fully erect Charlie.
No. No.
You were semi.
No.
Rick.
Just Rick.
Just Rick.
The dirtiest word ever. You son of a bitch.
I feel you're right, Charlie.
Solid Freddy.
Oh,
solid.
Oh,
solid.
That's the first one.
Oh, whole phrase. It was right there. It was solid. Right there.
No.
You guys sickened.